Begin the current daf Masechta Zivam is daf Samach Gimel. We begin on the third line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, discussing marriage. Now, the first statement that will be said will be from Rabbi Elazar, and then the Gemara will quote many different statements from Rabbi Elazar unrelated to this topic. So the Gemara brings Simon, a mnemonic to remember these statements of Rabbi Elazar, the first one being Isha, which is related to the topic of the previous daf, and Vikarka regarding earth, Ezer, helper, Zois, this, Shte HaBerecha is the two grafts, Tagare, merchants, and Pachse, lowly. Those are the simonim for the following statements Rabbi Elazar is going to say. So the first one, which again is a continuation of the previous daf, Amr Belazri says, Kol Adam She'ein Lo Isha, any person that doesn't have a wife, Ein Lo Adam. So though we had on the previous daf, you don't have joy, you don't have Torah, here he says he's not a man. Shtemelik says, a Pasuk in Bereishis, says, Zachar, Unikeva Baram, Hashem created them male and female, Vayikra Eshemam Adam, and he called their name, when you have the two of them, husband and wife, he called them man, but without that, the person is not even called Adam if he doesn't have a wife. Vam Rabbi Elazar, and another statement Rabbi Elazar said, is called Adam Shein LeKarka, any person that doesn't have earth, it doesn't have land, in Adam is not called a man. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Hashemayim, Shemayim LaShem, the heavens are the heavens for Hashem, V'ha'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, and that land was given for the children of man, that we see that those who have land are called Bnei Adam. But if someone doesn't have his own land, he's not even called a man. Vamar Belazar, another statement from Belazar. Ma'adach said, what does this mean in the Pasuk in Bereishis? E'asa lo ezer kenegdoi, that I will make a helper opposing him. It seems contradictory in terms. Helper is together, and kenegdoi seems opposing. So that he says, zacha, if the man marries Oizartai, his wife helps him. Loizacha, if he doesn't merit kinegdoi, then she becomes opposing to him, she argues on him, she contradicts whatever he says. That's the way for his avodah with his wife is going to be not one of zacha, which is oizrosai, but rather that of kinegdoi, and that's how he works through his marriage. Vigadam, there are those that say a different interpretation in this pasuk from Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Rami posed the contradiction. On the one hand, there's two elements to every word in the Torah. There's how it's written, how it's pronounced. Now, chsiv, the way it's written, since there's no yud, so you could read it kenagdoi, which would mean a term of lashes, of malchus. Yet ukarinan kenagdoi, but the way it's read is as if there was a yud, which is read kenagdoi, corresponding as if it's complementary. So, although in the previous interpretation, kenagdoi meant opposing, but sometimes that's how someone supplements what one person has, the other one doesn't. So although that's opposing, but that's corresponding, at least it's helpful. So which one is it? So now he says, Zacha, if the person merits kenegdoi, then it becomes opposing. Well, one has, the other one doesn't have, and that's how you find the perfect synthesis in the marriage. Lo zacha, the person doesn't merit, then menagdosai, then his wife lashes into him, and that's the type of relationship that he has in his marriage. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Ashkechei Reb Yisrael Eliyahu, Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu, Amalei, he said, Ksiv Esa Lo Ezer. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem said, I'm going to make a helper for man, for Adam, and he made Chava. So he asked Eliyahu Navi, Bama Isha Zartel Adam, in what way does a woman help man? He's so self-sufficient, and it seems like there's problems. So Eliyahu said to him, no, Adam may be Chitin. A man brings wheat. Chitin Kaisis, is he going to chew kernels of wheat? Pishton, he brings home flax. Pishton Levish, is going to wear flax? So he says, Leinimtzis Eliyahu Navi tells him that it doesn't come out that Me'ira Einav, she lights up his eyes, Umamidas al Raglov, and that she has him stand on his feet. With this is just on some level the basic understanding of what it is that a woman does, but as we see by what he brings home, he just brings the seed, and the wife transforms that and processes that into something that can be utilized. And he says, doesn't she create his whole world? He's just bringing the raw element, and she's able to go ahead and make a house and make a home out of a house. She's able to make things out of what he brings home. So that's how a wife is Esaloi Ezer connected. But Amr Belazar, another statement from Belazar, and all these statements of Belazar all run along this theme about marriage and about what's considered an Adam. So he says, might have said, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Bereishis? It says, Zeis Hapam, that behold, this time, Adam said, after he had cohabited with Chava, that he saw her, is an etzem atzama, a bone for my bones, ubasim absari, and flesh for my flesh. Now, for using the terminology this time, it sounds like that there were other times he had cohabited, and that he didn't entertain that these were to be for him. And now he says, oh, but this time, this is the one that's my shidduch. So that the Gemara says, Malamed Shabbat Odom al Kol Behemah V'Chayis teaches that he had was intimate with every animal and wild animal, which many Mefarshim say that that's an allegory, doesn't mean literally that way, but he came to know them. And he wasn't appeased in what should be his shidduch, his zivug, until he cohabited with Chava, and then he realized that this is the one, Zaysapam, it's Etzim Atzame Basim, I'm sorry, this is the one that should be my shidduch. Another statement from Elazar says, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean, a pasuk in Bereshit that says, where Hashem told Avram Avinu, that all the families of the earth will bless themselves through you. Now, what is the term v'nivruchu? So, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, said, Shtei breichis tovos yesh li lahavrich b'cha. I have two good shoots that I want to graft from you. In other words, just like a tree where there's a tree, but then you can graft it into something else and thus connect to a different element. So it says that there's the mishpachis ha'adama, which are the other nations of the world. There are breichis, there's v'nivruchu, that I want to graft and connect to the Jewish people. And they are Rus HaMoyaviyah, V'nam HaMoynas, from the two nations of Am and Moyav, which out of them came kings and prophets. By Nama, who the mother of Rechavim, came out Chizkiah and Asa and Yeshavit, which were righteous people. And you had Yeshayahu Novi, which was, as the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, the Amit Amatzi were brothers. So that's how we know that also the prophet came out of her. And we know from Rus was David HaMelech. So therefore he told Avram Avinu that I want to be mavrich, I want to graft from the mishpachas ha'adama into you, the Jewish people. Now, it says over there that kol mishpacha is ha'adama. What does that mean? All the families of the earth. Which means, afil mishpacha is ha'daris ba'adama. Even the families that dwell in the earth, emes barchas el b'shvil Yisrael. No matter where they are on this globe, they only get blessed through the Jewish people. Now, moreover, there's a pasuk in Bereishis Yotches that Hashem said that Avram is going to be a great and mighty nation. And he said, V'nivruchu vay, and they will be blessed through him, kol goy ha'aretz, all the nations of the earth. Which the Gemara darshans, afil asvinos habois megalya la'aspamya, that even the ships that come from Galya to Aspamya, einam esbarchas el b'shvil Yisrael, even those people are only blessed because of the Jewish people, where Tosfos says that the Gemara is expounding this from the word kol. Meaning even those that are only on the earth very little time, because generally they spend most of their time on the ships, kol goyei ha'aretz, no matter how little they are on the earth, they're still being blessed through Avraham Avinu, through the Jewish people. And all blessing that comes to the world comes through the Jewish people. Now, another statement from Amar Balazar says, Asidim kol balia umnios, that ultimately the time will come that all the people that are craftsmen, that have professions, that sheyamdu ala karka, that they will stand on the earth, which means to say that they're going to leave all their professions, all their works, and they're going to work the land. They're going to be plowing and reaping. Shneim like it says, the pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, "V'yardu me'al yaseihem," that they will come down from their boats. Kol tayv say mashet, all those that hold on to oars, malachim the rowers, kol chayv lehayam, all the sailors of the sea, el ha'aretz yamaydu, to the earth they will stand. And that is ultimately everyone that's not working the land, that whether they be on the sea or in their corporations, they're going to all come down and work the land. Now, V'amar B'lazer, Ein l'cha umnis p'chusim in ha'karka. There is no job that's lower than that which works the land. Shnama, like it says, the pasuk, V'yardu, that which is a terminology of coming down, of poverty, where Tosfos addresses the question, although Reb Elazar himself just said that any person that doesn't have land is not a person. So Tosfos says, either that you have to say that it just means that to have land to be able to build a house on, that a person has to have land. And moreover, that to be able to have his own sustenance, as Rapapa says later on this Amid, that one should plant his own greens and food and not purchase them. But here what Reb Elazar is addressing is someone that his primary job, his work, his profession is to work the land. That is no lower profession than that, as the Gemara illustrates this. That Reb Elazar Chazilahu Hara, he saw this certain land, the Shadebe Karbala Pussy, so that they had planted the cabbage along the width of the rows. Now, that's not so efficient. So Amalei, but he said to the land, Itishdiye Lurkech, that even if you're going to go ahead and do it the lengthwise, well, you'll get more out of it, and you're going to replow it and make it better, it's still not going to come close to what you can make in commerce and business. Hafuchi be'isker tav minach, being involved in business will still make more money. Working land is on the lowest on the levels of the ladder of professions. Similarly, that Rav ol lebeni shibli, Rav went between the stalks that were growing in the field. Chazanu de konoif, and he saw that the wind was blowing them, that they were shaking. Samalu, he said to them, inoifas is noif, if you're shaking, shake. But hafuchi be'isker tav minach, but being involved in business is better than you. You know, you might seem like you're doing things, but working the land is not a great job. Amar Rav, he says, Meya zuzi be'iska, says if someone has 100 zuz in business dealings, so then kol yom b'bistro b'chama, then every day he'll be eating meat, drinking wine. But Meya zuzi be'ara, if he invests 100 zuz in the land, he's going to have milcha v'chafura. He's going to be eating those vegetables that are not even a third grown, which are these immature types of growths of grass and different herbs that grow in the land, together with salt, meaning that he's going to make a small amount of money and he's not going to be able to eat more than just the basics to stay alive. Lloyd, not only that, what's going to happen is he's going to end up sleeping on the earth, on the land, so that he could protect it the whole night. And the Miramule Tigri, and also he's going to fight with people because of the produce that he's growing, and therefore it's not necessarily from the best jobs around. Now, Amar Papa says that Zira, however, a person should plant his own produce to eat for his household, and he shouldn't purchase it from the marketplace. Now, he says, that would be even if they're equal, in the sense of that, let's say at that time, wheat is cheap in the market, and the guy's land is not even so great, and he's not going to make that much, he's not going to even make any money off it. In spite of that, Hani Mevarchan, the ones that a person plants in his own properties, there's more blessing in that you don't have to purchase, and they don't get used up so fast, and therefore plant your own instead of buying from the market. Now, he also said that zabin, a person should sell their utensils, the things that they have in their house to be able to utilize it for business dealings, v'loy tazel, and meaning don't get poor. In other words, go ahead and sell off things so that you can use it to buy things to get involved in business before you become poor. Now, however, he qualifies as a hani mili bistarke. That's only by a person's utensils, like stuff you have in the kitchen or a couch or other things like that. Avaglima, but if this is a person's own clothing where he uses it to honor himself, that he shouldn't sell, because maybe when it's going to come time that he's going to want to get something like that again. Lemis Rami, he's not going to find something as fitting as the one that he has right now. And therefore, that those things which are a person's honor, like his clothing, shouldn't sell. Other things you sell off, but that you might not be able to find again exactly the clothing that fit you as well as the one that you had before. Now it says that time, if a person has a small hole in a shaky wall, so a person should close it up right away. V'loy teshapet, and they shouldn't try to think big and that he's going to make the hole bigger so that he could go ahead and plaster it and put in cement and make it better. And moreover, let's say he's someone that, no, he needs that. I can't have just filling the hole. It's not going to look right. And he wants to make it beautiful. So then shfait. So go ahead. So widen the hole a little bit and plaster it and make it, you know, beautiful as it should be. But v'lay tivni. Don't throw down the whole wall and say, no, I can't even widen it and do like that. I'm going to break down the whole wall, make a new wall. And the reason why a person should always try to diminish the amount of work he's doing in construction in his house is to call hoisig bebinyam mismaskin. Whoever's involved in building ends up becoming poor. So therefore, just try to take care of it as easily as possible instead of trying to go ahead and investing more and more money in this project. Continue saying that kafitz zvin ara. Go ahead, jump quickly and purchase a piece of land. You don't have to wait so long and think about it. But masun nosiv itza. But be patient when it's coming time to marry a woman. In other words, you should wait and you should inspect and see how exactly does she act, that she shouldn't be an evil and contentious type of a wife. Another contrast, nechus darga, go down a step and nesiv itza, and marry a woman. In other words, don't marry a woman higher up on certain spheres than you are, that's more respected, because maybe she's not going to appreciate you because you're not of the same type of, so to speak, stock as she is. But sak darga, go up a step, and bachur shishbina, to choose a good friend, someone that's an advisor, someone that's counsel. In other words, you want someone that you could follow that's greater up the ladder than you to attach yourself to learn from such a person. Now, the Gemara makes the opposite observation that it made beforehand, that all blessings come to the world through the Jewish people. Now the Gemara says, Amar b'Lozza b'Arvin, says, Ein per'anus b'lo ilam el b'shal Yisrael. Same thing is that no punishments come to the world. It only comes because of the Jewish people to scare them so that they should repent because of the events that happened in the world. Shemek says, the Pasuk against Sefanya says, Hechrati goyim, I have cut down the nations. Neshamu pinoisim, their towers are desolate. Hecharavti chutzaisim, I have destroyed their streets. Which means to say all the destruction that's happening in the world. Uksev, and says after that, Amarti Hashem says, I said, Ach tiri, I say, just fear me. Tikhi musr, pay heed and change your ways, he says, tells the Jewish people. And that's how we see that what he's doing is that he's just trying to get the attention of the Jewish people to repent because they're the conduit both for blessing and punishment to the world. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion that we were talking about before regarding marriage. So Rav have a miftim Reb Chiya. Rav was taking leave of Reb Chiya. So Amalei Reb Chiya said to him, Rachmana litzlach, God should save you, mimini dekasha b'maisa, from something that's harsher, that's worse than death. So he wondered, Umika mimini dekasha b'maisa, is it really something that's worse than death? So nafig dak va'ashkech. So Rav went out, he checked, he tried to figure out what exactly was told him. And he found a pasuk kelis that says, Umaitzi ani mar mimavis, I have found to be more bitter than death. Esa isha, the woman. Now it says v'geimah, etc., because the end of that pasuk is obviously talking about an evil and contentious type of a wife. But there is such an element of an ishara that's worse than death. Now the Gemara brings this story that Rav have a kometzara ledebeis. This same Rav says that his wife used to bother him, as the Gemara illustrates. Ki amala, when he would tell her avidi li t'loy fochi, make for me lentils. That's not what she made for him. Avdilei chimtzi, so she would make for him a type of kidneys, a type of legumes. Chimtzi, when he would say, I want legumes, so Avdilei Tlufchi, then she would make him lentils. Whatever he said, she'd give him the opposite. Now, Kigadol Chia Berei, when Rav's son Chia got older, so Apichle, he would switch the words around. His father, when the father would tell the son, tell mommy to make lentils, what would he tell mommy? He would tell him, make chimtzi. And guess what she made? She made lentils. So Rav told his son, you know, Al Yoloch Imach, your mother's getting better over time. You know, she's starting to give me the things I'm asking for. So his son said to him, no, anohu duka vichnala. I switched it around, and that's why she's giving what she wants. So Amalei, so Rav told his son, haini duka amirinchi, this is what people say, dinafig minach, that which comes out from you, meaning a son, time amalfach, he teaches you. In other words, sometimes the son is smarter than the father. He says, I should have thought of that. I should have done what you're doing and switched it around. But however, he says, atle tabar hachi, you shouldn't do this. In other words, you're lying. Shnomek says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Limdu l'shoinim daber sheker, that they teach their tongues to speak falsehood. Havev geimer, and that's inappropriate. That's perverse. It's not an appropriate thing. So although yes, you're getting me what I want, but I didn't tell you to tell mommy that. Never. Don't go ahead and switch the words that I said. A similar story that Reb Chiya v'kometzara le debeis. Reb Chiya, who was also in that previous story, who told Rav that there's something worse than death, which is the ishara. So he had a wife that would bother him. Now, however, when he would find something which he felt was appropriate for his wife that he thought she would enjoy, he would wrap it up in his kerchief, and he would bring it to her. So Rav, who also had this type of a wife that would bother him, said to Reb Chiya, I don't understand. She bothers you. What are you going? You finding things to bring her home? So he said to Rav, he says, Dayenu, we should appreciate what we have. It's enough. Shemagadlis benenu, that they bring up our children, umatzile seison, and they save us. We continue on Tamad Beis minachet from sin, and that is from thinking illicit thoughts, because we have a wife to be able to take care of certain needs that we have, and therefore we should appreciate what we have, even though she torments me. Now, makrile Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchak berei. Rabbi Yehuda read for his son Rabbi Yitzchak this pasuk that we mentioned before in Kehelas that says, umaitza ani mami mavas asisha, I find more bitter than death the woman. So Amalei is kigay man. So Rabbi Yitzchak, his son, asked him who would be such an example. So he said kigay nimcha, like your mother. So but the Gemara asks, how could he have said that? From asni le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchak. But there was another time that Rabbi Yehuda was teaching his son Rabbi Yitzchak a different halacha. He said ein odam mitzi kares ruach. A person does not find that sense of peace and completion. Elam Ishtar Rishayin, only from his first wife. Shemek says, a pasuk in Mishlei, says, Yehi Mekarcha Barach, that your fountain should be blessed. U'smach Me'eshes Noraych, and you should be rejoicing from the wife of your youth. And his son asked him, what would be an example of that? And he said, Kigoy Nimcha, like your mother. So what's going on? He loved his wife or he hated his wife? So the Gemara says, there were both elements. She was a dynamic woman. Misgiv Sakifa, she was a very strong woman, and therefore he says, oh, she's more bitter than death. But Vivuri Ma'avra Bemila, she was able to be easily appeased, and she would go beyond her midais. She was Mavra Midaisa. And therefore, she was also someone that he found the most kairis ruach from his Eishes Ne'urim, and therefore both of those ideas were actually true in his wife. Nothing more goes in a lengthy discussion discussing the topic of a ishara, of a little, with little translation, of a bad wife, of a harsh wife, a difficult, challenging wife. Hechadam ishara, what would be the qualification of a bad wife? Sama Abayi says, as the following example, he says, Mekashle taka, she makes a whole spread for him, she sets up the whole table with food, but she also prepares for him her mouth. In other words, she's cursing him. She's throwing obscenities at him until the time of the meal. And she's tormenting him. So she's giving him the food, but she's giving him a mouthful too. Rav Amar, he says, Mekashle taka, she goes and makes a whole spread for him on the dinner table. Umahajle gaba, but then she turns her back to him. And she says, I'm not eating with him. And that also causes him pain. And almost causing more pain by the fact that she's giving him and she's bringing him in, saying, here, I have food, and then she turns her back to him. That's an Ishara. Now, Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina, he says, Kivin Shanasa Adam Isha, once a person marries a woman, Avaynisav Mispakakin, his sins get closed up. Shlemak says, Apostle Gemishli, says, Matza Isha Matzata, if a person finds a woman he has found good, the Yafik Ratzim Hashem, which could literally be translated that then desire comes from Hashem, but also the word Yafik is from Pakak, which means to close, then it gets closed up, and that he has Ratzim from Hashem because there's no more of it. His sins get closed up, either because of like there's a tikkun like we find by an Ishara, or because of the help that he gets from a wife, but either way, when he marries a woman, his sins get closed up. Now, related to that pasuk that we brought before, the Gemara tells us an interesting incident that would happen every time a person would get married in Eretz Yisrael. But Marava ki nasav inish itza. In Eretz Yisrael, when a man would get married to a woman, so Amr lehachi, they would tell him the following statement, which sounds like a question: Matza oy maitza, have you found or are you finding? What does that mean? So the Gemara explains: Matza, when they say now that you have this wife, is she matzah? The psalm says a pasuk, matzah isha matzah taiv. If a person has found a woman, he has found good. So basically, it was saying, did you marry a good woman? Or might say that you're finding. The psalm says a pasuk, umaitse ani mimar mimav. It says isha that I find a woman more bitter than death. Where the commentators explain that they weren't being nosy, asking is she a good wife, a bad wife. That's not relevant. So some of the interpretations say is that they were teaching a lesson where the term matzah is in the past tense and maitzah is in the present tense. And that is, if you have found a woman and that's it, she's your wife, and you're going to work on whatever the relationship is, so that's taiv, because you found that and now you're working your way through it, because everyone's going to be different. But if it's a bechina of maitzah that you're constantly finding, you're always looking, is she the right one, is she the right one, how about this, how about that she's doing, well, that's going to be an element Amar mimavis as a isha, it's going to be bitter because no person is perfect and you can always find something that's a fault, and that's going to be tormenting the person, saying maybe this is not the right idea. Amar Rava says, isha ra, a bad wife, mitzvah lagasha. It's a positive commandment to divorce her. The Chassidim says, a pasuk in Mishlei, says, garesh leit, divorce, meaning chase out the scoffer, v'yetze modin, and take out strife, the Yishbis din bakalan, and then it will stop being this judgment and all this shame. So therefore we see the pasuk says to get rid of such a contentious woman. V'amar Rava says, Isha Rav Ksubasam Ruba, what do you do if you have a bad wife, but she has a large dowry and can't just afford to divorce her because you have to take all that money and give it to her? So he says, what you do is Tsarasa Bitsida. You go ahead and you have her rival, meaning the co-wife, on her side, meaning marry another woman. Like people say, bechaverta, the way that the woman will get the most rebuke is by marrying another wife, and not with a thorn, because there's actually going to be more pain to her by the fact that you're having competition over here with another woman, and that will be the best way for her to get better or to get rid of her. Vamarava Rava says, kasha ishara, it's harsh, a bad wife, kiyoim sagra, like a stormy, hail, windy day. Shnomach says a pasuk in Mishlei, says that Delef Toirid, that the rain drips, and that is like the rain that drips from the roof into a person's house, and it bothers everybody in the house with the leaking roof. B'yoyim Sagr, on a rainy day, where the word Sagr, Rashi Mishli says, is like a Sagr of locked in, where everyone's locked in the house because of the storm, you can't go out, and it's raining on their heads in the house. The Ashes Midyanim Nishtava and the contentious wife, they're the same thing, they're the same element, like we said, that Kasha Yisharo, Kiyem Sagr. Now, however, Amar Rabba says, Boy Re'eh, come and see Kama Toiva Isha Toiva. Come see how good is a good wife. V'kama Ra Isha Ra, and how bad is a bad wife. As the Gemara explains, Kama Toiva Isha Toiva, to appreciate how good is a good wife, that's like it says in the Pasuk, as we said before, Matzah Isha Matzah Toiva. You found a wife, you've found blessing. Now, as the Gemara clarifies, if the pasuk literally means a woman, because many times a woman is a metaphor for different things of that's the bechina, that's the element of a makabel, which is the female. There's many different ideas that are illustrated through women. So if it means literally that we're talking about a woman, well then kama taiva isha taiva shakas mashabel. Then how good is a good wife that the pasuk is praising? If you found a good wife, then you found blessing. Now, but many times the woman is a metaphor for the Torah. Well, then, if it's talking about a Torah and it's using her as an analogy, as a metaphor, well, then, and how good is a good wife? What's the metaphor that Hashem saw fit to use for the blessing of Torah? Is a good wife, so obviously that's a beautiful thing. Now, and how bad is the bad wife? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, I found more bitter than death. Oh, the woman. Now, ibegavam mishtoykra. If the pasuk literally is talking about a wife, well, then kamaro isha rosha kasim akan. How bad is she that the Torah has to go out of its way to degrade her? Ibegehenim mishtoykra. And if it's actually talking about gehenim, and it's just using the bad wife as a metaphor for that, well, then kamaro isha rosha gehenim. But how bad is she that? How do we illustrate and give a metaphor for Gehenim? We use the Ishara, which is worse than death, again, which really means Gehenim, but how bad does she have to be that we're using her as a metaphor for Gehenim? Now, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Hinini Mevie Ra, that behold, I'm going to bring bad harshness to them, Ashla Yuchlu Lim Lotzis Memena, that they cannot escape from it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Avu, he says, you know what this is? Zu Ishara. That when we say that Hashem says I'm going to bring bad, that's a bad wife. And what does it mean you can't escape from it? It's uksubasam ruba, when a large dowry. So you're stuck because you can't pay out all that money that you took upon yourself if you're going to get divorced. And that's a ra, ashal yuch latzad mimena. Now the pasuk in Eicha that says nisanani Hashem bidei le'uchlukum, that Hashem has placed me in the hands of those that I can't get up from them. So Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ukva Barchia, you know what that is? That's the same idea as Uishara Ksubasa Maruba. That's a bad wife with a large dowry where you're stuck in the clutches of a terrible predicament that you can't get out of. But Marav Amar, they give a different interpretation with that pasuk in Eicha. Zeshem is a nice of Tlun Bekasva. That's a reference to somebody that depends on his money. In other words, he doesn't have any of his own food planted in his land. And therefore, at all times, he's worried and fearful that maybe produce is going to go up in price. Maybe they're going to close the gates for that with their selling the food. And therefore, it's a situation where it's like uchel kum, a person can't get out of that difficult situation because he doesn't have his own. He just has money, and he might not be able to purchase what he needs. Now, Gemara quotes a pasuk in Devarim that says by the teichacha, by the rebuke. It says, so one of the punishments that's going to befall the Jewish people when they don't keep the ways of Hashem is that your sons and daughters will be given over to a different nation. Amar Abchana bar Rav, Amar Rav, he says that's actually a reference to Zu'esha Sa'av. It means that the children are going to be given over to a different nation, meaning it's their stepmom. The stepmother is going to be such an element of Am Acher that the person's wife is going to die, and then they're going to have this relationship with a different woman that's their father's wife. Now it says over there in the Teichacha, "Begoy novel achisem," that I'm going to pounce on, have a nation, a despicable nation pounce on them and get angry at the Jewish people. Some Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav again, "Zuishiro ksubasam ruba," that's an evil wife with a large ksuba. That's the cost that is going to be that's going to be in the Jewish people. That's what a goy novel means. Eliezer, he says, Elo Atzidukim. Or as the before the censors had, it's the Minim. Those are the ones that don't believe, the atheists, the ones that don't believe in God, those are the ones that are going to take control of the Jewish people. So it says the Pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Nava Baliba Eina Likim Bukhama, that the despicable person says in his heart that there's no God. Now, what we see from that Pasuk is that someone that says Eina Likim is called a novel, and therefore that's the Goy novel that says Achisim unto the Jewish people. The Mesnitatan and the Brisa, they say a different interpretation. They say Elo Anche Barbaria the Anche Martinai, which barbaria related to the word barbarian, that these are the people that are the Goy novel Achisim, that's going to go ahead and take control of the Jewish people and cause them much pain. They walk out in the streets naked, because there's nothing more despicable and disgusting in front of Hashem that walks in the streets in naked, and these are those people from those nations that walk like that, and they're the Goy Novel that's going to be Achisim in the Jewish people. Final interpretation, he says that Goy Novel is Elu Chavar. That's the Chavarim, that was a certain sect of the Persian people that were very wicked, and they were disgraced, and they didn't recognize in what the honor of the Jewish people is. They were a Goy Novel that were Achisim throughout history into the Jewish people. Now, related to that last interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, we find that Amar Leir of Yechanan, they said to Rabbi Yechanan, Asu Chavari Lebavel. These people, these Chavari, these terrible sect of the Persian people, have come to Bavel. So the Gemara tells us that Shagah, that Rabbi Yechanan bent over and nafal, and he fell down from the great pain that he was concerned that the Bnei HaYeshiva were going to be given over into the hands of these terrible people. But Amar Leir, they told him then, Mekabli Shaychada, that these Chavari that came to Bavel, they take bribes to repeal these gezeiros that they make on the Jewish people. So Taritz Yosef, so he got up and he sat up straight and he was happy that there was some way out of this terrible situation. Now, they told him that Gozru al Gimel, that these people went and decreed three gezeiros on the Jewish people. So Rabbi Yechanan responded to them. He says, you know why? It's Mnei Gimel. It's because of three specific sins that the people in the Jewish people in Bavel did, that now they're getting these three gezeiros, Mida Keneged Mida. As the Gemara explains, Gazer al Basar, that these people made a decree on meat, meaning that they can't eat slaughtered meat, on Shechita, they make all these gezeiros. So he said to them, it's Mnei Hamatanis, it's because of the sin that they have, that they would steal the Matnis Kohuna, where when a person has an animal, he's supposed to give the forearm and the maw and the jaw to the kahanim, and the people are not giving that. So regarding their meat's going to be taken away. They can't slaughter meat now. Gazra al-Merchatzois, they made gezeiros on the bathhouses. So he said, Me'atvila, that's because that they weren't so careful about the halachas of immersing in the mikvah, and that's why they have these gezeiros on the bathhouses. And finally, they're taking out the corpses from their graves. And he says, it's because that the Jewish people were rejoicing on the holidays of the Persians. And that's why this decree came to them, so that they should mourn on those days and not rejoice on those non-Jewish holidays of the Persians. Shnomek says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, V'haysa yad Hashem b'chem u'v'abayseichem. That says that the hand of God will be against you and in your fathers. Now, the problem is that the father's already dead. What type of makot could come onto those that are dead already? Rather, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Zuchitu tishachvi. That's a reference to taking out the corpses from the graves. Damar Ma'ad, like the master said, Ba'ovin chayim mesim chatatin. It's the sins of those that are still alive that cause the dead to be ripped out of their graves. Amar Le Rav L'Rabbi Bar Mori, he says, Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lo ye'asvu v'lo ye'kaveru. They will not be gathered in. They will not be buried. They'll be like dung on the surface of the earth. They'll just be laying there. And it says afterwards, and they're going to choose death over life. Now, that's a little bit difficult because since, as the Pasuk just said, they're not going to be given over for burial, why would those who are alive choose to rather be dead if they see what's going to happen to their corpse? So he said to him that this, that the Pasuk says, Nivchar, it's not saying that those people would choose to have death over life. Rather, it's the Navi, it's the prophet that's saying, Nivchar Mavis L'Rishoyim, it's better that the wicked have death, Shlo Yichyu Ba'olam Hazeh, that they don't live in this world, V'yechtu V'yibul B'Gehenim, that they'll sin and fall into Gehenim. So it says that, when it says, V'Nivchar Mavis Michaim, it's the Navi saying, better that they be dead than alive, because when they're alive, all they're doing is sinning, and they're just getting more and more Gehenna. I think Gemara resumes this topic about marriage. Kasa b'Sefer ben Sira. B'Sefer ben Sira was an old Sefer from antiquity, which there's much debate about what its status is, but it's not one of the canonized, it's not related to the Talmud or stuff like the Gemara, but it was a book that the Gemara does quote from. So it said over there in that Sefer, Isha Taiva, a good wife, is Matana Taiva, is a good gift. Now the Girsa takes out the words Labailuk Siv Taiva, and then it continues, Bechek Yireh Lekim Tinasin, it should be given into the possession of a God-fearing man. In other words, it's a good thing, and it shouldn't go to waste. A God-fearing man will appreciate such a good gift, like a good wife. Now, Isha Ra Tzaras Labala, a bad wife, is like leprosy for her husband. So Maita Kante, so what should he do to rectify the situation? Yigar Shen, Levi Yisrapi Mitzarate, he should divorce her, and he'll be healed from his leprosy, so to speak. Isha Yafa, beautiful wife, Ashri Bala, praiseworthy is her husband. Mispar Yamav Keflaim, the days of his life have been doubled. In other words, meaning he's going to be so happy with his lot that it's going to be as if he's going to feel like his days are doubled. So he continues, he says, Helame Necha Me'eshishchein, remove your eye from this graceful woman, meaning someone else's wife that has much grace and favor. Don't turn your eye towards her. Penti Lokid Bimtsudasa, maybe you're also going to get stuck in her traps. Moreover, Al Tate Itzel Bala, don't hang around her husband. Limsichim Mayain Vashecha, to drink wine and intoxicating beverages with him. Kibitoyer Isha Yafa, because of the form of a beautiful woman. Rabim Hushchasu, many have been destroyed. Va'atsumim Kolharaga, and there's many that have been killed by her. Rabim Hayu Pitzei Reichel. Many are the wounds of the peddler, that meaning the peddler would be selling these different type of fragrances for the women that they could adorn themselves with, and therefore he would get enticed by the women, and he would commit adultery with them, and then the husbands would come and bang him over the head, give him all these pitzayim, and therefore saying, stay away from these women, all you're going to get is trouble, as we find by the Reichlin, how much they're beaten up by these men. Hamargil ledvar erva, the things which cause a person to come closer to these elements of promiscuity and illicit relationships, are kenitzutz maver gecheles, is like a spark that lights up a huge flame. In other words, that's how the evil inclination does it. He does a little bit things, is just having fun or just other things like that, which are small little sparks, but it turns into a huge flame. Kichluv maliyayif, like a coop full of birds. Kein beteim lei mirmo, so too their houses are full of deceit. That's what happens if a person does things which seem harmless and innocuous, but it turns into very dangerous and harmful things. A different idea, he says, Al teitzer tzaras machar. Don't be worried about the pain of tomorrow, meaning you're worried about what can happen. Kilei teitzer mayel yom, because you don't know what any day is going to bring, so what are you worrying about tomorrow? Moreover, shema machar bo veinenu. Maybe tomorrow's going to come, and you're not even going to be here, and maybe not even going to be alive. And you're not even going to see that thing that you were afraid of what might happen. Shina Nimtza comes out, Mitztar, that yesterday you were worrying about, on a world that wasn't even his, and therefore don't worry, Daigis Macher, because you don't know what's going to happen. And you might not even be around to even go through that, so you're not even enjoying today, forget about worrying about tomorrow. Mena Rabim Mitech Bisecha, withhold the multitudes from coming into your house. Not everybody should come into your house. Rabim Yu Dershish Lemecha. Many people could ask and about how you're doing, about how are things, but Gila Said Le'echad Me'alef, but you only reveal your secrets to one in a thousand. Nothing more continues on this theme about Pir V'Rivya. Amar Abasi says, Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach Ben David doesn't come, until all the souls in this guf, as we mentioned in the previous daf, there was this wall that would separate between the divine presence and the angels. And that's where the different spirits and the souls were placed from the times of the 6 days of creation, which were ultimately throughout history going to be placed into different bodies that are going to be created. So there's all these souls there in this area called guf, which literally means a person's body, it's this element called guf. So until all the souls are taken out of there, Mashiach cannot come. Shalom, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki roach milfonai, because there's a spirit of redemption that's before me, Yatoif, which is a term of that's being withheld, and the reason is, v'neshamas ani yisisi, because souls I've made, in other words, and they still have to come out, there are a certain amount of of people that have to be born with the souls being put into them. Tanya, we learn the Brayser, Beleza Oimer, says, Komi she'in oisik b'piri ribi, any person that does not toil in proliferating and having children, ki'ilo shefich dam, as if he has killed somebody, as if he spilled blood. So like it says, the pasuk in Bereishis says, shefich dam o'odam, someone that spills the blood of man, so ba'odam, through man, damma yishafach, his blood will be spilled. Now, Chassid Basra says after that about murder, says, va'atam p'ruvru, but you should be fruitful and multiply. So we see that the converse of murder is having children. That is, if one does not have children, it's as if he has committed murder. B'yakavim, he says, ki'ilu mamayit hadmus. It's as if a person doesn't have children, as if he has diminished the divine image. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, ki b'tzelem elakim osas adam, because in the divine image man was made. Uchseh basra, and said afterwards, v'atam pruvu gamer, and you go ahead, you make more of this divine image. If you don't, it's as if you're diminishing this divine image. B'nazim, he says, ki'ilu shefach damim u'mamayit hadmus. It's like those two interpretations together. If a person does not have children, as if he has murdered and diminished the divine image, Shnemek says in the pasuk, v'atem puravu. In other words, after both of those psukim, it says that you should be fruitful and multiply, so therefore it's as if you have done both of them if you don't. No. So Amar Lo Ben Azar, Ben Azar was the one that just said this last statement, which he says it's double. I mean, if you don't have children, you might have mus, you kill a shever dam. So Amar Lo Ben Azar, he said to Ben Azar, Yesh no derish menomekan. There are certain people that expound beautifully and they execute beautifully. They do exactly as they say. No mekan, ain't no derish. There are some people that are beautiful in the things that they do, but they don't expound. They don't talk like that. Va'ata no derish ve'ain no mekayim. But you're talking beautifully. Is that you're saying a beautiful exposition over here regarding the necessity of having children, but you're not executing like that because Ben Azar wasn't married. So why? How can you say this but not do exactly what you're saying? So Ben Azar said to them, "Uma esa, but what can I do? Shenafshi chashka b'tara, because my soul desires so much Torah learning, and I cannot go ahead and be involved in anything else but learning Torah. Efshalo elam sheiskam adayachem, the world could be sustained through other people, as the Torah says that in Yeshayah that Hashem wants the world to be populated. Other people could do that. I, my soul desires just learning Torah." Tanya learned another Braisa, the same idea, but in a slightly different version of one opinion attributed to a different Tana. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, as he said before, Kol mi shein oisik b'piriyah b'kila shevach damim, shenema shevach damo odam, b'samach le'ivatam pruv b'gomer. Now, in this version, this Braisa, it says Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, in place of the previous that it said Rabbi Yaakov. Also, the other interpretation that Kil might had mus. Ben Azar Omer v'chulu, as he said that it's both them, and Omer loy leBen Azar, he said Ben Azar yesh no derish v'chulu, as the story ended where he said that what can I do nafshi chashka b'tera.